Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we will recap the 2021 Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament that was played Tuesday through Saturday at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. The South Central Indiana News Network was there to bring you all the action, and we get started with Tuesday night's opening round game as 12 seed Illinois beats 13 seed Wisconsin 67-42. The Illini started the game off on the 17-0 run, led 32-12 at half, and cruised to a 25-point victory. Wisconsin did not get on the board till Imani Lewis hit two free throws at the 2:53 mark of the first quarter, and Wisconsin was 0-19 from the field before Sydney Hilliard got the Badgers their first field goal with 8:52 to go before half. Illinois 5-17 on the year faces Northwestern next, and got Nancy Faye her first Big Ten tournament victory in her time at Illinois. Aaliyah Nye had 17 points. Kenny Miles, 12 points and 11 rebounds. Janae Terry with 11 rebounds, 11 points for the Illini. Wisconsin was led with Imani Lewis, 11 points, 11 rebounds. Sydney Hilliard, 11 points. But after the game, after a 5-19 season, Wisconsin Athletic Director Barry Alvarez announced that head coach Jonathan Sippus would be relieved of his duty. Sippus was 50-99 in 5 years at Wisconsin. They won no more than 4 games in a Big Ten season. They were 2-18 this year. They've had no winning season at Wisconsin since 2010-11 and have not made the NCAA tournament since 2010. On Wednesday, the opening round game saw 8-seed Nebraska beat Minnesota 72-61. The Cornhuskers led 16-11 after the first quarter, led 38-21 at half, and got the victory by 11 points. Sam Hybe led Nebraska with 19 points, Kate Kane 16, Isabel Bourne 14. The Huskers 12-11 on the year and face Maryland next. Minnesota was led by Kate Borowitz and Gadiva Hubbard with 12 points apiece. Clark Sconyers had 11, and Laura Bagwell Katanish had 10. Minnesota ends the year at 8-13. Northwestern cruised as the 5 seed to a 67-42 victory over the 12 seed Illinois. Northwestern 14-7 on the year faces Michigan in the next round. Lindsey Pulliam led the Wildcats with 21 points, Veronica Burton 15, and Sydney Wood 10. Northwestern led at half 38-8 and won by 25. Illinois ends the year at 5-18. Kennedy Miles with a near double-double of 10 points and 9 rebounds. The third game of the day Wednesday saw 7th seed Michigan State beat Penn State 75-66. The Spartans had 4 players in double figures, led by Aaliyah Winston with 23, Nia Clouden with 18. The Spartans are 14-7 and will face the 2 seed Indiana in the next round. Penn State was the 10th seed, and they were tied with the Spartans 35-35, but the young Lady Lions, who finished the year at 9-15, have had a habit of not being able to finish games down the stretch. Freshman Maddie Burke led the Lady Lions with 22 points, 6-17 from three-point range. She had 12 points at the half and had already made 4 three-pointers. Shea Hagan had 13 points. Anna Camden had 11. Penn State was 11 for 29 from the three-point range. And the final game of day 2 saw the 6-seed Iowa Hawkeyes beat the 11-seed Purdue Boilermakers 83-72. 1-point game at halftime with Iowa leading 37-36. And then the Hawkeyes pull it off 83-72. It was 17-15 after the first quarter. Iowa 16-8 will take on Rutgers next. And it was all the inside-outside combination of Monica Sedano and Caitlin Clark, the Big Ten Freshman of the Year. Sedano had 38 points and 9 rebounds. Caitlin Clark had 27 to lead the Hawkeyes. Clark, the Big Ten Freshman of the Year. Sedano inside was dominant with 18 points and 4 rebounds at the half. Kayana Traylor led Purdue with 19. Madison Layden, another freshman, had 18. And Brooke Moore had 14 points. So when we come back, we will recap the quarterfinals and the semifinals. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. Time to recap the quarterfinals of the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Maryland, the top seed, beat Nebraska 83-73. It wasn't easy for the Terrapins. 22-2 on the year, led by four at half, 38-34, and then were able to pull away in the fourth quarter. Ashley Owusu led the way for Maryland, 22 points, 10 of 11 from the foul line. Diamond Miller with 18. Chloe Bibby, the senior from Australia, did it in a variety of ways, scoring inside, scoring outside, and getting boards for Maryland. Mimi Collins, 17 points. Maryland really put this game away at the foul line, 18 of 21 free throw shooting for 85.7%. Nebraska wouldn't go away. The Cornhuskers shot 11 for 26 from the three-point line for the game. Sam Hybe led the way with 24 points, 4 of 7 from the three-point line. One of those was a near half quarter to beat the shot clock in the first half. Ashley Scoggin had 14 points, 4 of 8 from 3, and Isabel Bourne with 13 points. Nebraska is 12-12, and now will wait for a possible postseason berth in the NIT. Northwestern beat Michigan 65-49. The 5th seed Wildcats knock off the 4th seed Wolverines. Veronica Burton led the way for Northwestern, 25 points and 13 rebounds. Lindsey Pulliam with 18 points. Northwestern 16-7 on the year. Michigan 14-5. Led by Big Ten Player of the Year, Nas Hillman. She had 17 points and 6 rebounds at half. She ends up with another double-double, 26 points and 10 rebounds. And Leah Brown from Auburn, Indiana, played at DeKalb High School and transferred in from Nebraska. She had 10 points and 10 rebounds for Michigan. This game was tied 30-30, and then Northwestern outscores the Wolverines 35-19 in the second half. In Game 3 of the quarterfinals, Michigan State upsets Indiana 69-61. The 7th seed Spartans get it done in the second half after trailing 34-26 at halftime. The Spartans go on a 43-27 run in the second half. Michigan State only led for 13:05 of this game, but that was all they needed. Behind 30 points from Nia Clouden, the third time this year she has scored 30 points, and the fourth Michigan State player to score 30 or more points in a Big Ten tournament game. Elijah Winston also had 13 for the Spartans. They were 15-7, but Torrey Osment went down late in the game with a leg injury. The Hoosiers led for 24:04 of this game, but could not pull it out, as Grace Berger had 19 points, Mackenzie Holmes 17 points, 10 rebounds, 8th double-double, Allie Patberg 12 points. Michigan State advances to the semifinals for the 14th time, IU falls to 18-5 and will now await NCAA Tournament Selection Show that is going on this evening on ESPN. All five losses for the Hoosiers this year have been by single digits. This is the fifth time that IU was seeded fourth or higher in the Big Ten Tournament, and the double bye has not been kind to the Hoosiers. In 2020, they were able to beat Rutgers in the quarterfinals before losing to Maryland in the semifinals. But in 2016 and 2017, they lost to Northwestern and Purdue, and they also were the four seed in 1998 as well and fell. The final quarterfinal game of the night was Iowa beating Rutgers 73-62. The Hawkeyes led 39-25 at half and got a career-high 27 points from Gabby Marshall. She was 7 of 11 from downtown and was key in the Hawkeyes' run. Caitlin Clark, the Big Ten Freshman of the Year, 21 points, 10 assists for her 8th double-double of the season. Monica Sonano, 20 points, and she becomes the 38th member of the 1,000-point club for Iowa. McKenna Warnock gets 12 rebounds, the 8th time this year that she has pulled down more than 10 rebounds in a game. Iowa's 12-11 in quarterfinals, and they advance to the semifinals to take on Michigan State. Diamond Johnson led the way for Rutgers with 26 points. Arela Garantes had 20 points. Iowa led for 33-58 of this game. Rutgers only led for 245, and they are 1-5 all-time in the Big Ten tournament. As we go to the semifinals, in Game 1, it was Maryland all over Northwestern, 85-52. The Terrapins started with a 7-0 run in this game and never looked back. It was 49-24 at halftime, as Maryland shut the door in the second quarter with a 22-2 run over the last 6:33. The Terrapins were 7-7 from the field in that stretch. In the first half, they were 18-26, 69.2% from the field, 5-9 from 3 for 55.9%, 8-9 from the foul line, 88.9%. They had 24 assists in the game. They had 6 players in double figures, as Alicia Stiles had 15. Diamond Miller had 11 of her 13 in the first half. Ashley Owusu with 12. Faith Masunas with 11. Mimi Collins with 10. And Angel Reese, her first double-double of the season, 10 points, 11 rebounds. Maryland for the game, 34 for 58 for 58.6%, 5 of 16 for 31.3 from the 3-point line, and 12 of 15 from the foul line for 80%. Maryland will advance to the championship game for the 7th time in the 7 years that they have been in this tournament. So they are perfect in the semifinals. They've won it all in 2015, 2016, 2017, 2020. They lost in 2018 and 2019, and they also have 6 of the 7 regular season championships. The only one they don't have was Ohio State in 2018. It's the longest streak in men or women's conference history that one team has made that many straight finals. Maryland is 11-1 against Northwestern all time. Northwestern, they got cold at the wrong time in that second quarter. 1 of 11, no field goals in the last 7-12. 0 of 7 in that stretch. 0 of 4 now in the semifinals. Veronica Burton, though, 2-time Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, 1,000 career points for her career. Jordan Hamilton with 10 points as well. In the second semifinal, Iowa, the 6th seed, beats the 7th seed Michigan State, 87-72. It was tied 24-24 in the first. Michigan State led at half, 51-40. Iowa goes on a run, 69-57 at the end of 3 before pulling it out by 15 to now advance to its 6th championship game against Maryland. The Hawkeyes won it all in 97, 2001, and 2019 when they beat Maryland in that championship game, 90-76. The Hawkeyes lost in 2010 and 2014. Caitlin Clark with her 9th double-double of the season, 20 points, 11 assists. Monica Sonano, 27 points. McKenna Warnock, a double-double, 17 points, 11 rebounds, the ninth time this season she has had double-figure rebounds. Nia Clouden with 24. Kendall Bostic, who played at Northwestern High School in Kokomo, Indiana, 13 points, and Maura Joyner with 10 points for Michigan State. Iowa, 18-8. Michigan State 15-8. So it is Iowa and Maryland for the Big Ten championship game. And when we come back, we will recap that championship game after this timeout. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
You're listening to Talkin' Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. Time to recap the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament Championship game. It was number one seed Maryland taking on six seed Iowa, and the number one seed Terrapins victorious 104-84. Maryland is 24-2 and looking for a number two, possibly number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Iowa is 18-9. On the season, and they will be in the tournament as well. For Maryland, it is the fifth Big Ten tournament championship for the Terrapins since they joined the league in the 2014-15 school year. They won it all in 2015-16-17, fell in 2018 to Ohio State, fell in 2019 to Iowa, won it all in 2020, and they have repeated in 2021 again. 7 years in the conference, and seven times they have been in the Big Ten Tournament Championship game. They have also won six regular season titles. The only time they did not win a regular season title was 2018, when Ohio State did that. Maryland controlled this game start to finish. They led 29-18 after one, 55-37 at halftime, 79-57 after three quarters, and then controlled the game 104-84 for the Big Ten tournament title. They had five players in double figures, led by Chloe Bibby, the senior from Australia, 21 points, Mimi Collins with 17, Diamond Miller had 15, Kate Benson had 14, and Ashley Owusu had 12. Maryland for the game was 41-80 from the field, 51.2%, 11-25 from downtown for 44%, 11-16 for 68.8%. At halftime, the Terps were 21-43 from the field for 48.8%, 6-13 from 3 for 46.2%, 7-7 for perfect from the foul line. Iowa was 14-30 at half for 46.7%, 5-14 from the 3, 35.7%, 4-7 from the foul line with 51.7%. Chloe Bibby had 11 of her 21 at half. Monica Sonano had 16 and 4 rebounds at half, and Caitlin Clark had 10 points for Iowa at half. Iowa was led in scoring by Monica Sazano with 22 points, Caitlin Clark 21 points. McKenna Warnock continues to get it done. The 10th time she's had double-figure rebounds, she got a double-double for the second game in a row. 10 points and 10 rebounds. Kate Martin with 11 and Gabby Marshall with 11. For the game, Iowa was 32 of 60, 53.3%, 10 of 26 from 3 for 38.5%, and 10 of 15 from the field for 66.7%. The Hawkeyes were making their sixth championship game appearance. They won it all in 1997, lost in 2001, won it in 2009 over this Maryland squad 90-76, and then lost in 2010, 2014, and here in 2021. Again, Maryland controlled this game start to finish. They have so much balance on this team. 9 of the 10 players that played for Maryland scored today. I mean, 5 players in double figures in this game, 6 in the semifinal win over Northwestern, and 4 in the quarterfinal win over Nebraska as well. So again, Maryland just continues to get the job done. They have dominated this conference since they have been here. 5 of 7 Big Ten tournament titles, 6 of 7 regular season titles for the Terrapins. Brenda Fries was the coach of the year in the Big Ten. She has lifted the Maryland program to new heights. She's won a national championship before as well. For Iowa, they've got a lot of bright future with Cezanne coming back, Caitlin Clark coming back. They've got a good nucleus. Clark was the freshman of the year this year in the conference, and she did a great job scoring 21 points here in the championship game. The all-tournament team was announced, and the MVP of the all-tournament team was Diamond Miller from Maryland. She scored 18 against Nebraska on Thursday. She scored 13 against Northwestern, and then she scored 15 against Iowa. Ashley Owusu was also named to the all-tournament team. 22 points against Nebraska on Thursday, where she went 10 of 11 from the free throw line. She is a sophomore. She had 12 against Northwestern, and she had 12 against Iowa. Monica Sinano was named to the Big Ten tournament team as well from Iowa. Her tournament started off with a bang with 38 points and 9 rebounds against the Purdue Boilermakers. She then followed it up with 20 against Rutgers, and then she had 27 against Michigan State, and then she had 22 today against Maryland. Caitlin Clark also named to the all-tournament team the Big Ten Freshman of the Year. 21 points, 10 assists against Rutgers. She also had 27 against Purdue, 20 points, 11 assists against Michigan State, and 21 points against Maryland today. And the final member of the all-tournament team was Nia Clowden out of Michigan State. Clowden against Penn State scored 18 points. She then followed it up with a 30-point performance against IU, the fourth Spartan to score 30 points in a Big Ten tournament game. The third time this year she has scored 30 points in a Big Ten game as well. She also had 13. She had 24 against Iowa. She had 24 against Iowa in the semifinals. So again, your MVP of the Big Ten tournament, Diamond Miller from Maryland, Ashley Owusu from Maryland, Monica Sinano from Iowa, Caitlin Clark from Iowa, and Nia Clowden from Michigan State. Your Big Ten all-tournament team for 2021. So a recap of the entire tournament. The opening round game, it was Illinois 67, Wisconsin 42, Illinois the 12th seed, Wisconsin the 13th. In the first round, the 8th seed Nebraska, 72, 9th seed Minnesota, 61. The 5th seed Northwestern beat the 12th seed Illinois, 67 to 42. It was the 7th seed Michigan State beating 10th seed Penn State, 75 to 66. Iowa, 83, Purdue, 72. That was 6 versus 11. In the quarterfinals, it was top seed Maryland beating Nebraska, 83 to 73, and then the 5th seed Northwestern knocks off 4 seed Michigan 65 to 49. Indiana loses to Michigan State. The Hoosiers were the 2 seed, Michigan State the 7, 69-61, and then the 6th seed Iowa 73, the 3 seed Rutgers 62. So 3 of the top 4 seeds get bounced in the quarterfinals. The semifinals, top seed Maryland beats 5th seed Northwestern 85 to 52. Iowa beats Michigan State 6 versus 7. 87-72, and then that sets up the championship game with Maryland, the top seed, beating Iowa, the 6th seed, 104-84. So this wraps up the 27th Big Ten tournament that started here in 1995. All of them but three tournaments have been played in Indianapolis. The only ones that haven't, 2002 was at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan. 2013 and 15 were at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. There were also some other great performances as well in this tournament for both sides. Imani Lewis for Wisconsin had a double-double and they lost to Illinois. Kennedy Miles, a double-double against Wisconsin and a near double-double against Northwestern. Veronica Burton played very well for Northwestern. She had 15 against Illinois. She had 25 and 13 against Michigan. And then in the loss to Maryland, she had 14 as well. Don't forget Nas Hillman, the Big Ten Player of the Year, 26 and 10 in a loss to Northwestern. Mackenzie Holmes for Indiana, double-double with 17 points and 10 rebounds as well. Diamond Johnson, 26 for Rutgers against Iowa. Arela Garantes, 20 points for Rutgers against Iowa. Sam Hybe for Nebraska, 24 points against Maryland when she put up a prayer on a three-point shot to beat the shot clock. Also had 19 in the win over Minnesota as well. So a lot of things that happened here in this tournament. Of course, Jonathan Sipis, as we mentioned earlier in the show, the Wisconsin coach, let go after his loss to Illinois. So Wisconsin will be looking for a new coach this offseason. Expect 7 teams to get in the Big Ten to the NCAA tournament, with Maryland leading the way. Also Indiana, Michigan, Northwestern, Iowa, Michigan State, and Northwestern. Nebraska is a possible bid for the NIT. Of course, we find that out this evening with the NCAA and the NIT selection shows coming up. So that is your recap for the 2021 Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament. South Central Indiana News Network is proud to bring it to you, to cover it for you, as we thank you for joining us this evening, and a thank you to our sponsors on behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network. My name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.